This is Wild About Utah.
Before installing our permaculture gardens at Utah State University Moab, the only birds I observed from my office window were Eurasian collared doves and crows. The space is small. It used to consist of concrete and a monoplanted row of juniper bushes. 7 years ago, over 40 members of the Moab community helped us dream up a new vision for the space. We took out a few parking spaces that allowed my building's roof rainwater runoff to run into our garden and into a rock-lined swale in a series of basins. In an area that receives an average of under 10 inches of rainfall per year, our USU Moab permaculture gardens now harvest an estimated 125,000 gallons of rainwater either directly into the garden soil or into a series of rain tanks for later use. Alongside planting the rain through water harvesting earthworks, we installed an ecological design with a fruit and shade producing overstory and an understory of shrubs, plants, and grasses. The understory performs one or more of four functions: pollinator attractors, nitrogen fixers, nutrient accumulators, which pull nutrients deeper in soil layers towards the surface, becoming available through a chop and drop technique, and soil stabilizers. Now, broad-tailed hummingbirds, spotted towhees, rock wrens, and more can be seen and heard as the garden bounty ripens each year. These birds bring color, song, and delight as they contribute to pest control, devouring aphids, grasshoppers, and pesky plant-eating beetle grubs. What we have learned through our small urban campus is that with permaculture design, any landscape can undergo a complete ecological transition, even a landscape that is only a few feet wide and was previously partially covered in concrete. If you're interested in applying permaculture design to your landscape, start by observing your site as it currently is. See how water flows in a rain event. Walk around during the hottest days of the year and feel where the hot and cool zones are. How does the sun move across the site during the summer solstice, during winter solstice? What views do you want to take in and block? What species engage in your landscape and what ones are missing? These are the types of questions you can ask yourself. Then, as you begin to think about design ideas, here are some general tips. Ask elders in your community about extreme weather events and other helpful historical information. Think about what your landscape is currently doing for you and what you would like it to do. Then develop your goals for the site. This will help you determine what is and is not currently working. In the desert, as a general rule, place your paths high and dry and your plants low and wet, or at least wetter. Discover what plants might work well together in what is called a guild. For example, if you have a nitrogen-dependent shrub, plant nitrogen-fixing plants around it. Harvest as much rainwater as possible through active systems like rain tanks and passive systems like earthworks that slow, spread, and sink rainwater. Plant your high-maintenance plants in your most frequented areas alongside the pathway, for example, between your house and chicken coop. Birds and humans appreciate diversity in height, species, and food-producing plants. Start small, and lastly, see failures as opportunities for learning.
Wild About Utah is made possible by Bridgerland Audubon Society teaming up with the Cache Humane Society for their Feline Fix fundraiser, helping cat owners to save wild bird lives by limiting the population growth of stray and feral cats. More information at bridgerlandaudubon.org or at 435-213-3668.
For Utah State University Extension Sustainability and the Department of Environment and Society, this is Rosalind Brain McCannon. I am wild about Utah.